Shir number 60, Chayvus HaLevavos, is continuing in Parak Dalin with the second area of practicable bitachin, and this is going to refer to a person's rechush, a person's money. And the way Rav Rubinstein titles this next few lines, he calls it Necessities versus Luxuries. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, appears Shabitachin Anochin Sheish Shtamish Vechelik Hasheni, in the understanding and the explanation of Bitachin, the proper Bitachin, in the second area, Hakelul Esenyonim Hanagam Lerechusha Adam. This includes and is in relation to things that have to do with a person's money, his rechush, and the way he acts in his dealings, kigayin b'mischar, whether it's in business, malacha, and work, nesiyah b'drachim, traveling, hismanus, hiring, schiris, rentals, avoida b'sheris, amlucha, government work, seichnais, banking, kablonus, person working in the fields, mischar b'ashroi v'alvois, a person is doing loans and credit, Pekidus, he's appointed to a different position. Usharmine avoidos, other types of work. Unesias derech hamid bervayam, or maybe he travels. Udvarim daimim shayiskebem kedei litzpar hayin ulaharbis meisaris. And things that are similar to these examples, that a person was involved in them in order to amass hayin wealth ulaharbis meisaris, and through the wealth, a person is going to have as many extras and luxuries that he wants. Hatsura hanechayna shal abitachan alakim midvarim elahi. So the Chayvus HaLevavos says something very, very striking and telling here. It says the proper bitachin in this area, sheyatzik b'meshehiz min lay habayrim midvarim elah, that a person should be involved in whatever type of work Hashem has brought his way, kidei tzarech michyase mizayna buvad, the amount that he needs in order to be able to live, kidei lahasig al yada minyani ha'ilam rak es mashu achreich lekiyumay. It should only be what a person needs for him to live. V'mabayri gazer shi'le yaiser mizeh, but if Hashem decrees that a person should have extra, Hashem will send him the money. This extra will come without working at all. If he has bitachan in Hashem, that if Hashem wills him to have this extra, he'll get it and he will not have to work for it. And a person should not toil and look for other ways to get these extras, v'layismech aleyam b'libay. So the Chayvus HaLevavos is telling us something amazing. And that is, that when it comes to luxuries, there's no halacha v'shtadlus. Shtadlus is for necessities. Luxuries, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, if he wants. And if not, a person is not supposed to chase after it. Now, when we talk about necessities versus luxuries, Rav Rubinstein points out that we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines the value of pleasure that a person has based on the person himself. Meaning to say, if a person takes pleasure in this world, it's possible that he loses schar in Olam Haba. Now, we've mentioned previously, if you have pleasure, l'shem shamayim, in order to strengthen yourself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, or to learn better, that's not called taking pleasure. That's called a person investing in his ruchnis. But if a person's simply looking for luxuries and extras, it's a hard thing to justify. And a person has to realize that he's setting up the value of his life. L'mashal, if a bachur or someone gets up early to learn before Shacharis. Takes great effort to do that. And he's giving up his sweet morning sleep and he'll learn Olam Haba for that. If someone sleeps late and says 10 minutes of sleep is worth more than my Psukah de Zimra, so his pleasure of 10 minutes of sleep is very expensive. Because he's valued it in a ruchniistic way. Because he sacrificed ruchnias for it. And that's how much Olam Haba a person may lose. Someone wastes his time. And again, Rav Rubenstein was talking to Bachrim. So he says, if a Bachrim misses Seder, to go have a hamburger. So he showed that Hashem Seder is worth less than his burger, or his burger is worth so much, as equal to his Seder. That's the meaning of the Mishnah Masechta Avos, Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseda. One must calculate the reward of a mitzvah versus its loss. And just because we don't think about that doesn't mean it's not true and accountable. Now, this is a very hard thing to make a gedder for. Because on one hand, there's norm and general standards. And if a person cuts down beyond the norm and general standards, that's called precious. That's not something expected necessarily of a person. A nazir, for example, who separated himself from worldly pleasure, is called a chayte, because Hashem gave us permission to partake in pleasures. Now he did it for a reason. He had to solve a problem. He was a chayla in ruchnias. Because of that, he had to go to the extreme. But he was a regular person. And being perish from gashmias more than the Torah dictates is not what Hashem wants. Precious are for special people, special individuals. So we don't want to cut down beyond the norm. And at the same time we're saying, over-luxurious, overly pleasureful, that's also something that comes at a cost. Comes at a cost of maybe a person's Olam Haba. So, every person has to think to himself, what are considered excess norms that may have crept into our standard norms? Very interesting story. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz lived in America for 6 months in 1947 after escaping Shanghai, the Mir Yeshiva. And he said, we learn in Chazal that Yaakov Avinu made a deal with Esav. You take Olam Hazeh, I'll take Olam Haba. And Esav agreed. So Reb Chaim said, I never understood how foolish Esav was. What does Olam Hazeh have to offer? Some chicken and schmaltz? He said, then I came to America and I saw Esav wasn't a fool at all. I saw how the distractions were there, and all the enjoyments of the world were there. And I realized, you know what? Esav knew what he was doing in the world of Gashmias. That was America in 1947. Can you imagine what Reb Chaim would say today? So, a person's, there's normal things. Now, at the same time, the Chayav Zalvav has told us that a person is mishtadl for necessities. What's called a necessity? What's called a necessity? So that's a very interesting and very hard question. Because the Torah tells us that when you take care of an ani, you have to give him day machsayrei. You have to give him charity to provide with what his standards were. Whether it's standards of his place, whether it's the standards he was used to before. So there's a concept of normal standards. For example, a person wants to earn a lot of money to put away for retirement. Money for retirement is normal. There's many aspects of financial stability that are normal. So it's a very hard gather to clearly say what's the Chayvus HaLevav is talking about. But it's food for thought for every one of us to think about what's considered normal, what's considered a luxury. What if we turned from luxuries into normal in our lives? And if we think about it a little bit, and we realize where we could improve in that, where we're betach b'Hashem, and make sure our efforts are for the necessities in life, The luxuries, if Hashem decides we should have them, we'll have them, and even those we should use to further our avodas Hashem. That's the person who's properly b'teach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu.